We humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace. We thank you for another Sabbath day, another opportunity to come before you. We ask, Father, that you would bless all these that have a petition before you in the prayer list. We ask, Father, that your will would be done in their lives. You know, even before they ask, what their needs are. And, Father, we ask that you would heal them according to your will, that you would forgive any sins that they've committed, and that you would draw them closer to you. Open, Father, their hearts and their minds, that they would receive the planted word that you prepared for us this day. As we sang in the song about the ancient chosen people, Father, who have been blinded to their true Elohim, to Yahweh Most High, we ask, Father, that you would touch their hearts and cause them to be recalled, cause them to be redeemed, cause them, Father, to see Yahshua the Messiah, their Savior, and to yield and to repent, Father, of their sins as they come into the knowledge of your truth in these last days. We know, Father, that the call is going out throughout the whole world, and we ask, Father, that you would touch hearts and cause all those that are sincere, who are seeking to be a part of your soon-coming kingdom. We ask, Father, that you would bless them and that you would touch their hearts, that you would open their minds and that you would cause them to yield to you and to get rid of their sin, Father, because it's only through the blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, that we can have this sin-cleansing blood cleanse our lives and help us, Father, as we yield and repent, that you would not only cleanse our lives, but cause us to have that desire within us to be a part of your kingdom. We know, Father, that we're in the last days. We only have but a few years left. And we ask, Father, that you would strengthen each and every one of your people, and that you would cause us to be a light to those who are in darkness, those who are seeking to do your will and to find their way to your kingdom. And we know that the only way is through Yahshua the Messiah. So we ask that, Father, you would bless those who are truly sincere in their repentance, and that you would cause them to be called into your house, the house of prayer for all people, the kingdom of Yahweh. And we thank you, Father, again for the shed blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who can do all things. And we thank you, Father, that we can do all things in him that strengthens us, which is your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. And in his holy name, we ask all his favors and blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may all be seated at this time. Okay, looks like we lost the video again, but I'm going to try it one more time. So this message is entitled The Heritage of the Servants of Yahweh. The Heritage of the Servants of Yahweh. The word heritage is a noun, which means something that comes or belongs to one by reason of birth. An inherited lot or portion, a heritage of poverty and suffering, a national heritage of honor, pride, and courage, something reserved for one, the heritage of the righteous, or something that has been or may be inherited by legal descent or succession. Any property, especially land that devolves by right of inheritance. The land we hope to inherit is the kingdom of Yahweh, brothers. That's what we want. We're not concerned about the land here on this earth. See, too many people are caught up in looking at that which is on this physical plane. The real world is spiritual. Because the real world, Yahweh created it. Yahshua was the one that did the creating. And he just slowed down enough molecules to make things solid. Because that's all this is molecules slowed down. Now, when you think about, yes, this is a reality. It's a reality. You can pinch yourself. You're still here. Okay? But think about the real world. It's spiritual. And the one that rules that world is the one that gives us our heritage. And he gives us that heritage through his son, Yahshua the Messiah. So therefore, we have to accept what Yahshua did for us as heirs of that spiritual kingdom. Now, I want you to turn over in your Bibles. We're going to start over in Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54, we'll start in verse 1. It reads, "Sing, O barren, you that did not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, you that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Yahweh." Now think about that. More are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. Now Yahweh has given us a heritage, and this is what he's telling us. Now, the children of the heritage were supposed to be the Jewish people. But what happened? They rejected Yahshua. They rejected the Messiah. He came to his own, and they wouldn't accept it. That's what it says in John. You don't have to turn over there. I'll read it real quick. In John, verse 1:11, it says, "He came to his own, and they that were his own received him not." They didn't accept Yahshua. As a matter of fact, the leaders of Israel did everything they could to discredit him, you know, because they were being used by the devil. They tried him almost daily. They persecuted him. You know, they did not want to accept the Savior. See, because they were looking for another Savior. They were looking for the Son of David who's coming to rule them, to be the King of Israel, to take them out of the Roman oppression. They were looking for freedom, but they weren't looking for the right kind of freedom. The freedom that they should have been looking for is the freedom that Yahshua bought each and every one of us with, his blood. See? They helped fulfill prophecy by putting him to death. Isaiah 54, verse 2, it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, your tabernacle, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes. For you shall spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall possess the nation, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." In other words, they're taking over. See? It's not just going to be that little land of Israel. They are possessing the nation. They're going to possess the whole world. "Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded. For you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood shall you remember no more. For your maker is your husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The Elohim of the whole earth shall he be called." Now, is he just the Mighty One of Israel? That small nation over in the Middle East where they built the temple so people could come by and see that glorious temple that was built, and they had it built for the name of Yahweh. And when they went by that temple, they looked up and they said, "What is that?" Well, that's the temple of Yahweh, the living Elohim, the mighty one of Israel. See, all the mighty ones of the nation are nothing but idols. There's only one mighty one. His name is Yahweh. And his name means I'm eternal. He can give eternal life. No other mighty one can do that. Now, verse 5 says, for your maker is your husband. Yahweh of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your redeemer. He's the one that's going to redeem you from death and destruction in this life. Verse 6. For Yahweh has called you as a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, even a wife of youth. When she is cast off, says your Elohim, for a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In overflowing wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting loving kindness will I have mercy on you, says Yahweh, our Redeemer. He's going to have mercy on each and every one of us, brethren. All we have to do is yield. All we have to do is fall on our knees and say, Father, forgive us, for we're sinners. And truly, he has. He's given us his son, Yahshua the Messiah. And see, once you've understood this, and most people give it lip service, but they truly don't understand. See? And the reason I say they don't understand is because they're not willing to go that extra mile. They're not willing to keep the covenant. We have a covenant that he has given to his people. And what makes the people of Yahweh different than the rest of the people of the earth? We're willing to keep all those commandments. See? Because Yahshua gave us an example. When he came and lived this life, when he was here, don't take your finger away from Isaiah 54. Keep it there. We turn over to John chapter 5. John chapter 5, you see a passage here, and this is the Messiah speaking. In verse 30, he says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I seek not my own, but the will of him that sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. It is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth, but the witness which I receive is not from man. However, I say these things that you may be saved. He was the lamp that burns and shines, and you were willing to rejoice for a season in his light. But the witness which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father has sent me, he has borne witness of me, and you neither have heard his voice at any time, nor have seen his form. See, no man has seen the Father or heard his voice. And you have not his word remaining in you. For whom he sent, him you believe not. Because he sent Yahshua. But the Jewish people did not believe it. They did not believe in him. He says in verse 39, search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they that bear witness of me. Isaiah chapter 53, Deuteronomy chapter 18, 15. They bear witness of Yahshua. Remember, there was no New Testament when Yahshua was walking the earth. When he's talking about the scriptures, he's talking about the Torah, the Old Testament. See? And the prophets. Because they bear witness of Yahshua. Verse 40. And you will not come to me that you may have life. I receive not the glory from men, but I know you that you have not the love of Elohim in yourselves. Joshua knew who he was dealing with. A stiff-necked, rebellious people. He says in verse 43, I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. However, how can you believe who received glory one of another? And the glory that comes from the only Elohim you seek not. See, they sought that glory one of another, and that's what he talks about in Matthew 23, about the scribes and Pharisees who sit in Moses' seat. See, they wanted to be seen of men. They wanted the glory of men. We don't want men's glory. We want the praise and glory of Yahweh for doing a good job, for keeping the covenant. We want to hear, well done, good and righteous servant. We want to hear that from Yahweh. We don't want to hear it from men. Verse 45, he says, think not that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. See, and this is the thing, the Jewish people set their hope on Moses. And he says they sit in Moses' seat. But guess what? They weren't faithful in keeping all of the covenant. He says, verse 46, for if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Not only that, we know from what Nicodemus said in John chapter 3, he said, we know that you are come from Elohim. And Nicodemus was one of the leaders of the Pharisees. He was one of the leaders of Israel. See? So they knew who Yahshua was. They just were not willing to accept. Back in Isaiah 54, it says, verse 7, for a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In an overflowing wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting loving kindness will I have mercy on you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah to me. For I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth. And he's given us a sign with that rainbow. That's the sign of the covenant, that he will never destroy this earth again with water. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. The mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, says Yahweh, that has mercy on you. O you afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in fair colors, and lay your foundations with sapphires, and I will make your pinnacles of rubies, and your gates of carbuncles, and all your border of precious stones. And all your children shall be taught of Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of your children. All the children are going to know of Yahweh. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Now, righteousness is the keeping of the commandments. Verse 15, behold, they may gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against you shall fall because of you. See? They're going to fall because of Yahweh's servants. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the fire of coals and brings forth a weapon for his work. For I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness which is of me, says Yahweh. So you can see here that no weapon that is formed against Yahweh's servants is going to prosper. Because he's taking care of his people. He's blessing his people. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19. We'll start in verse 16. Isaiah 19:16. It says, in that day, that's that time stamp. It's giving you a specific time that this is going to happen. Okay? And this is in the end days, in that day, shall the Egyptians be like women, and they shall tremble and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shakes over them. And the land of Judah shall become a terror to Egypt. Every one to whom men, whom mention is made of it shall be afraid. Because of the purpose of Yahweh of hosts, which he purposed against it. In that day there shall be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan and swear to Yahweh of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction. In that day shall there be an altar to Yahweh in the middle of the land of Egypt. Mitzrayim, and a pillar at the border of it to Yahweh. And it shall be for a sign, for a witness to Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry to Yahweh because of oppressors. And he will send them a savior and a defender, and he will deliver them. And Yahweh shall be known to Egypt. And the Egyptians shall know Yahweh in that day. Yes, they shall worship with sacrifice and oblation, sacrifice and offering, and shall vow a vow to Yahweh, and shall perform it. And Yahweh will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they shall return to Yahweh, and he will be entreated of them, and will heal them. In that day, in verse 23, there shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall worship with the Assyrians. And they're going to be worshiping Yahweh. See? All nations are going to bow before Yahweh and worship him. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the middle of the earth, for that Yahweh of hosts has blessed them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people. Are Egypt the people of Yahweh today? No, they're not. Are the Assyrians the people of Egypt today? No, they're not. Is Israel the people of Yahweh today? No, they're not. But see, this is going to come to pass. This is a prophecy that will be fulfilled. In verse 25, well, let me finish 24. It says, in that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the middle of the earth, for that Yahweh of hosts has blessed them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. See, this message is called the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. And Israel is going to be the inheritance of Yahweh. And we have to become Israel to be that inheritance, to receive it in these last days. You can see the things that have been stirred up in Egypt. You can see the things that have been stirred up that are happening to the people of this earth. Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah chapter 51, and we'll start in verse 15. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. And by his understanding, he has stretched out the heaven. See, Yahweh has done this. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind out of his treasuries. Every man has become brutish and is without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his image, for his molten image is falsehood. And truly, we know that there are people out here who are still worshiping these images. And it's idolatry. And there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of delusion. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. And the people who worship them are going to perish as well. See, no little statue is going to save you. You understand? Whether it's made out of wood, gold, silver, whatever. Yahweh is a spirit being. He's the mighty one of Israel. It says, verse 19, the portion of Jacob is not like these, for he is former of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. You see here, Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. You are my battle axe, the weapons of war, and with you, listen to this. With you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you will I destroy the kingdom, and with you will I break in pieces the horse and its rider, and with you will I break in pieces the chariot and him that rides in it, and with you will I break in pieces the man and the woman, and with you will I break in pieces the old man and the youth, and with you will I break in pieces the young man and the virgin, and with you will I break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, and with you will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with you will I break in pieces the governors and deputies, and I will render to Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all the evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, says Yahweh. Now, Jeremiah was telling the people that they have to yield to Yahweh. Yield to going into captivity because it was going to happen. See? But they were fighting against it. They didn't like Jeremiah. They didn't like his prophecy because it wasn't what they wanted to hear. And oftentimes, the word of Yahweh is not what we want to hear. But guess what? It's going to come to pass. It's going to be true. We have to fit ourselves to his plan, not fit Yahweh into our plan. And this is what we have to do, brethren. Each one of us has to yield to Yahweh because he's the one that has the power. And what did he do with Chaldeans? He brought in the Persians and freed his people who had been sent into Babylonian captivity. He gave them 70 years. That was their punishment. And they were there for 70 years. And then after that, they were released. See? Almighty Yahweh knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Psalm 89. Turn over to Psalm 89. And we'll look at verses 15. starting in verse 15, it says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness are they exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horns shall be exalted. For our shields belong to Yahweh, and to our King, the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your saints, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of my people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, and with my hand shall, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact from him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his adversaries before him, and strike them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him. Now, this is speaking of King David, or is it speaking of the son of David, Yahshua the Messiah? It says in verse 24, but my faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my El, the rock of my salvation. I also will make him my firstborn. Was David the firstborn of Yahweh? No. But his son Yahshua was. The highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. So we have this heritage from Yahweh through his son, Yahshua the Messiah, that we, his seed, will also be made to endure forever. See, if you want inheritance, if you want everlasting life, you have to be Yahweh's seed. You have to be one of his children. Verse 30, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my ordinances, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever. And this is Yahshua he's speaking of. And his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But you have cast off and rejected. You have been angry with your anointed. You have abhorred the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all the hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way rob him. He has become a reproach to his neighbor. Now he's speaking of Israel. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies to rejoice. Also you turned back the edge of his sword and have not made him to stand in the battle. You have made his brightness to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth have you shortened, Selah, and you have covered him with shame. How long, O Yahweh, will you hide yourself forever? How long shall your wrath burn like fire? O, remember how short my time is. For what vanity have you created all the children of men? And this is the reason of this is because They forsook his covenant. They forsook his law. They forsook. They did not keep the covenant that Yahweh gave them. And he says, oh, how remember how short my time is. And in Psalm 90, verse 10, it says, the days of our years are 70, or by reason of strength, 80 years. It's not a long time. You know, when you think in the grand scheme of things, but we can inherit eternal life. The heritage of the servants of Yahweh is eternity. He's given us eternal life. All we have to do is be faithful. And that's all he's telling us. Be faithful. Verse 48, what man is he that shall live and not see death? That's a good question. That shall deliver his soul from the power of the grave of Sheol, Selah. What man is going to do this? Yahshua was in the grave 3 days and three nights. See? He overcame death. And we, as his servants, have that same opportunity. But some of us are not going to see death. We're going to be alive when Yahshua returns. See, we're going to have the victory over death because we're following Yahshua. We have that heritage. We're the servants of Yahweh, and we have his heritage. Verse 49, Yahweh, where are your former loving kindness? Where are your former loving kindnesses? Which you swore to David your faith with swore to David in your faithfulness. Remember, Yahweh, the reproach of your servants. How I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. With which your enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, with which you have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen and amen. Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to Elohim with the voice of triumph. For Yahweh Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdues people under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. Elohim is gone up with a shout, Yahweh with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to Elohim, sing praises. Sing praises to our king, sing praises. For Elohim is the king of all the earth. Sing you praises with understanding. Elohim reigns over the nations. Elohim sits upon his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together to the people of the Elohim of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to Elohim. He is greatly exalted. Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. It says, who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why are you red in your apparel and your garments like him that treads in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Yes, I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was no one to help. And I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation to me. And we know the arm of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah. He does the work for Yahweh. He did the creating. Nothing that was created was not created. I mean, you know, everything that was created by Yahshua. I trod down the peoples in my anger and made them drink in my wrath, drunk in my wrath, and I poured out the lifeblood on the earth. I will make mention of the loving kindnesses of Yahweh and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh has bestowed upon us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed upon them according to his mercies. And according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not deal falsely. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. See, Yahweh, through Yahshua the Messiah, he sent Yahshua who led them out of Egypt. He was that fire, the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. He protected them and brought them forth out of Egypt. See? And he carried them all the days of old. In verse 10, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy. And himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit in the middle of them, that caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, and divided the waters before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the depths as a horse in the wilderness, so that they stumbled not as the cattle that go down into the valley. The Spirit of Yahweh caused them to rest. So did you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. But how many people remember the name of Yahweh? When they listen to that story of Moses bringing them out of Egypt, who are they giving glory to? They made a golden calf there while Moses was up getting the law. Who were they giving glory to? They were giving it to the idols of Egypt. They were giving them to the gods of Egypt. See? Yahweh has a specific name. It means I'm eternal, and it's powerful. He's the only one that can give you eternal life, brethren. The idols, the mighty ones of this world, can't do a thing. They can't do a thing for you. In verse 15, it says, look down from heaven and behold the habitation of your holiness and of your glory. Where is your zeal and your mighty acts, the yearning of your heart and your compassions that are restrained toward me? For you are our father, though Abraham knows us not, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Yahweh, are our Father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is your name. O Yahweh, why did you make us to err from your ways and harden our heart from your fear? He didn't. See? He hardened Pharaoh's heart, but Pharaoh had already made up his mind. He wasn't going to release the people. Who is Yahweh? That's what Pharaoh said. He wasn't going to let the people go. Return for your servant's sake, the tribes of your inheritance. See? And we have to be a part of these tribes, the tribes of Israel, who received the inheritance, the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. Your holy people possessed it, but a little while our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We have become as they over whom you never bore rule, as they that were not called by your name. But guess what? He sent not only his son, he sent Paul. He sent even us to the Gentiles. And he says, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in, will he return? See? And what's happening today, we're going to fulfill that. In Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the El and Father of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in the Messiah, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. You see what heritage we have, brethren. We were chosen before the foundation of the world. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and I'm in verse 4. That we should be holy and without blemish before him in love, having foreordained us to adoption as sons through Yahshua the Messiah to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved, and that's Yahshua, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he purposed him, to a dispensation of the fullness of the times to sum up all things in the Messiah, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth. In him, I say, in whom also we were made a heritage, having been foreordained according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we should be to the praise of his glory, we who had before hoped in the Messiah, in whom you also, having heard the word of truth, the good tidings of your salvation, in whom, having also believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. It's the down payment, brother, to the redemption of Yahweh's own possession, to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. Almighty Yahweh has called a certain people to receive this down payment. Not everybody that walks around here and says that they have the Spirit of Yahweh has it. And the reason they don't have it is because they're not doing his will. He says in Acts 5:32, he gives his Spirit to them that obey. See? Now, if we're obeying the covenant, if we're walking in truth, we have that heritage of the servants of Yahweh. We're walking in his truth. Turn over to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22, verse 6 and 7. We're going to end there. And he says to me, these words are faithful and true. And Yahweh, the Elohim of spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the words of the prophets of this book. And that's each one of us, brethren. We must keep the words of this prophecy, because the words of Yahshua are life, as it says in John chapter 6. Their spirit and their life. Almighty Yahweh has called a special people. And those special people have received, and actually I didn't go back to it, but that word in the Hebrew is not Allah, not Allah. It's number, let me write the number down. means in its usual sense properly something inherited, occupancy, or concretely an heirloom, generally patrimony or portion. We have a portion with Almighty Yahweh. We have an inheritance that is better than any earthly inheritance that you can receive, because our inheritance is eternal life. And this has been given through Yahshua the Messiah, our Savior. May Almighty Yahweh bless each one of you that has this heritage of the servants of Yahweh. At this time, I'm going to ask Brother Davis to come forth and close with a word of prayer. So if you'd all please rise at this time.
Almighty Yahweh, we praise and thank you for this word, and we ask that you would seal this word in us. As we go forward, we ask that you would raise up credible, adequate witnesses to prick our hearts and our minds and keep us reminded of your direction. Keep us strengthened to keep your covenant and allow us to remain humble. Allow us to continue to accept who Yahshua is and strengthen us to remain righteous and keep your commandments. Allow us to take peace, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and give us the obedience to become Israel. Strengthen us to yield to you, Yahweh, and your word, Yahshua, and your spirit. Strengthen us to be obedient to your word. Strengthen us to remember the name of you, Yahweh. Stir up our hearts and put fear for you into it, and give us the necessary love to keep ministering to the fullness of the Gentiles. We ask that you would allow we, your children, this day to walk according to your election and purpose and bring forth fruit unto thy glory. And until we meet again, we ask these things in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.
For our closing song, if you take your songbooks in hand, excuse me, we're going to sing number 15. Number 15 is on the back of 16. You should have. Dear love.